Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good evening. Tonight it was great fun with my colleague Jeff McCausland, Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, now former CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, to do the Battle of Gettysburg in a straightforward fashion, chronologically, July 1, 2, 3, in an hour of radio time. We concentrated on decision-making, which is what Jeff's book's about, tested in battle to make decisions according to the mixed record the unit might have or the mixed nature of the command structure or just unknown terrain. We focused on four instances: the decision by John Reynolds, commanding the left wing of the Union Army, to push himself forward to direct the deployment of regiments as they came online. That led to him being exposed to enemy sniper fire, and he died early in the battle, leaving not a clear chain of command for the first day. Meade was well behind, so it was a scramble between Doubleday and others until finally Senior Rank took over. But that was a mix-up that did not have to be if Reynolds hadn't pushed himself so far forward. He was a brave man. He died a brave man. But he had command of the left wing of the Union Army, the 1st, 3rd, and 11th Corps. He is not for deploying regiments. There was a very competent regiment and division commander there available. The second decision had to do with the decision by Lee at the end of the first day to give a ambivalent order to one of his captains of battle to attack if you think it's practicable. The order given to General Ewell. He chose not to attack. That was the moment we know now to break the Union's as it gathered its forces on Cemetery Ridge. The third was Chamberlain's decision and Strong Vincent, his commander's decision, to ignore the orders they'd been given to advance to support Sickles in the Peach Orchard down below. This is from the rise of Little Round Top and Big Round Top. Down below was the Peach Orchard. To ignore the order they'd been given to support Sickles and to determine that the left flank of the Union Army was exposed to Little Round Top. Hence, Strong Vincent deployed his four companies and regiments, including 20th Maine, and withstood several assaults by the Alabamians and other Confederate Army regiments attempting to flank the Union Army. The decision they made was to deny orders, to ignore them. They could have been wrong. Sickles could have been the breaking point, not the empty Little Round Top. The third we chose had to do with a decision made by all of the commanders, but especially on the second day when Meade calls his men together for a conference, all of his generals. Lee does not call his generals together. Lee makes the decisions by himself. Meade won the approval of all of his generals to stay, not to withdraw. That heartened their resistance for the third day. The third day is all about Pickett's charge and Lee's idea to go into the center of the Union line against very good field artillery, long-range field artillery. The decision was not just Lee's. Longstreet, his most able division commander, disagreed with the decision made by his commander Lee, but he didn't protest and he didn't refuse. He questioned it, but he obeyed, knowing that it was unlikely that the assault over a mile and a half of open ground, zeroed in, we'd say in the 20th century, by long-range field artillery, was not going to be successful no matter how many brave men you sent forward into what was a shooting gallery for the cannon, and then within 300 yards, the rifles of the regiments stacked up against a stone wall, in some instances, trees and others, on the high ground of Cemetery Ridge. Decisions made in the heat of battle. It's fun to do very quickly. It's like a test. Can you remember the details? Can you not go down avenues that would mislead you? We did our best. Later on, I had information from Tokyo, positive. Information from Britain, not positive. Information from the State Department, mixed. All in all, I most enjoyed the day on the eve of the 3rd and the eve of the 4th. The reason we concentrated on Gettysburg is because that was the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July, which was the timing of the original Independence Declaration from Philadelphia. And those many years later, let's see, 76 to 63. That's approximately, well, it's something. It's about 97, I believe. Might be more. Not sure. Don't do it quickly. But in any event, the Civil War was the second American Revolution, and it was a near thing, a very near thing. The winner on Gettysburg's battlefield, no winner. Both sides were very cut up and couldn't re-engage on the fourth day and fell back to their lines. Thank you for listening. There's much more to the show, including a conversation with a professor about when did the Civil War end? It's not obvious. What was the final date? It wasn't Lee's surrender to Grant. That was one theater. It wasn't the whole war. That wasn't Jeff Davis surrendering. That wasn't anybody signing a document, we surrender. It wasn't even an armistice. It was a surrender to a superior force by one army. There were others in the field. When did the Civil War end? I speak with Michael Vorenberg, a professor who writes a very engaging book about the missing piece of the end of the Civil War. It's over, but when? Thank you for listening. Good night.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.